Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 11th of January, recording at 9:16 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Following yesterday's stock market gains, Asia did well. And the star performer, it's been that way for a few days now, but the Philippines index, which had just been touching new highs, surged today to a new all-time high and is the first stock market index to do so. The rest of the ASEAN emerging markets are doing quite well also. And Indonesia will probably be the next one to break to the upside. In European stock markets, we had modest losses for the most part. An exception was the Italian index, but it was only up a quarter of a point. The losses were very minor, all under 1%. Hold that. I see the Netherlands was down 1.22%, but modest declines generally. In the Americas, we mostly had modest gains, and they are very modest. One of the better ones was the NASDAQ, up a quarter of a percent. Although Mexico and Brazil had similar gains. Long-dated government bond prices were decidedly firmer in here today. They're range-bound, but we had the U.S. 30-year bond futures back up to 43.29, that was up over a full point. And decent gains in the gilts and bunds. The US dollar is firmer here today, 81.30 on the US dollar index. Now it's unchanged against the Aussie, but it continues to appreciate against the euro. The euro, I put it the other way around, the euro continues to fall. It's down to 127 as I speak, and it has been lower here today. Sterling slipped a little further, down to 153.19. But the Asian currencies are generally steadier. And precious metals, it was another good day. They're sort of knocking out these consecutive day decline here. Gold is currently at 1641 and change. Platinum had a strong day. That was up $9 for gold. Platinum is up over 30 at 1495. $10 higher on palladium, and silver has a small gain here today. The industrial metals, copper, which had a good day yesterday, has some follow-through here today, up to 354, nearly 355. And many of the other industrial metals showed mild gains. I think we had nickel was an exception, slightly lower. weakness in the industrial commodity sector is coming from natural gas. It's fallen to, this is a new low for a while, down to, for a number of months, down to 2.77. Crude has backed off its recent highs. It's down to 101 on the WTI. And it's down to 112 and a little bit of change on the Brent. Coffee's firmer. Sugar's also firmer. That's pretty much it. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, it's been a good beginning to the year. Actually, it's been a decent run since mid-December, as I've mentioned in most of these audios. And the mid-December reaction lows are the ones to watch. Most chart patterns among major stock market indices show a buildup of support, and they have been testing and increasingly edging above their 200-day moving averages, which are mostly still declining, but some of them Not all of them are, and some of them are beginning to turn upwards. So that's a generally favorable environment. And why is that actually taking place? Well, monetary policy remains accommodative, of course, in the West. There's a growing a view, or increasing view, I should say, that the European crisis, while far from resolved, is nonetheless containable. You know my view, but I'll repeat it very briefly, that the euro is a political construct, and the reason for that is to stop centuries of wars among European people, enable them to work together with the benefit of being able to avoid currency transaction costs. And they're determined to keep it together. So if there's a will, there's usually a way. The way will ultimately be somewhat inflationary, I suspect, unless we get into a Japan, serious Japan liquidity trap style environment. Right now, we have deflationary pressures in Europe and we have weak growth, but the EBC is going to be more accommodative. The euro is still going down, and it's a fairly safe bet to say that it will fall further in here due to those factors. We'll probably get another interest quarter point interest rate or two from the ECB. So, despite that, though, the European stock markets are not doing all that badly. And the Western stock markets, sorry, the North American stock markets look quite firm. Canada's reasonably firm. In the Americas, Brazil has one of the better patterns, but they've all improved considerably here. This is consistent with Fuller Money's hypothesis from the beginning that August's plunge was climactic, last August's. Subsequently, we saw the region of the low established in September and October, and it's looked like support building ever since, and we have a progression of higher reaction lows on most indices. And that's an environment in which I think people can still run profits in the particularly in the autonomies and other high-yielding shares. But our favorites are that still in-form sector, the autonomies, those are those big, successful multinational companies, particularly the ones that have a decent dividend, and those include a number of dividend aristocrats. Long-dated government bond prices are supported by uncertainties in quantitative easing. And I think that will remain the case for a while longer. But there is a long-term risk in these yields. But putting a date on when those yields are going to start to move up is a little bit tricky. It's probably easier to identify the background. Certainly, I would expect yields to be in an uptrend when probably they will have completed bases when we get the global economy synchronized in a period of GDP expansion, but that's not right around the corner, so we'll have to wait for that. But meanwhile, monetary policy in Asia should enable those stock markets to do a heck of a lot better this year than they did last year. And actually, the ASEAN stock market, some of them broke even or showed small gains last year, similar to Wall Street. In the commodities, gold, a bit of an enigma here right now, largely due to the fact that it's lost its medium-term uptrend consistency. We had 3 years of rivetingly consistent gold prices, then an acceleration. That's always an ending of an unknown duration. And it was big enough of a move to the upside for us to feel it would be a medium-term correction, which it certainly qualifies as. We've seen gold find support in that low $1,500 range on two occasions, last September after the first plunge, and last month when that low was retested. And it is finding support in the region of the rising 200-day moving average, but this pattern does not yet look capable of supporting a significant advance. And to repeat a point I made yesterday, I think what we're likely to see, look at what happened in 2008, and I've written about this today as well, but in 2008, as gold was, in 2009, as gold was improving following its 2008 low, it rallied back up reasonably close to the highs that it had seen up to that point, and then ranged sideways for a few months. And I would expect the same. In other words, gold really needs to get back to at least sort of the $1,800 level, and then just range sideways for a few months to build the support to resume its overall upward trend. I think that's probably what it will do, but gold's harder to evaluate on a fundamental basis here today, not least because the price is higher in nominal terms, at any rate, than people have seen previously. And that has damaged the jewelry industry. I mean, I have a friend, I think I've mentioned this before, but I have a friend who owns a jewelry shop in New England, and he's been able to thrive despite the economy over the last 4 years or so because of all the people who keep, largely because of all the people who keep going in and selling gold. And the gold market is going to be choppy because it's dominated by investors now, so it's going to behave like some of the other investments, sometimes being a safe haven, sometimes being viewed as a risk asset. But there's little doubt in my mind that this steadier performance by stock markets since mid-December is helping to support the gold market right now. And industrial metals, I'll review those today or to this evening, and they're firming. They look like they're support building. And on that note, all the best to all of you.